This month is Mental Health Month, and it's a compelling time to raise awareness around the number of mental health-related issues reported to Kids Helpline. Joining me to have a chat about it is Kids Helpline Manager Tony Fitzgerald. Tony, are you well?
Very well, thank you, and great to be with you.
Mate, so has there been an increase in the number of kids calling Kids Helpline?
Yes, certainly. We've seen this year, tracking back to about March, we've seen a 24% increase in demand for Kids Helpline nationally for that six-month period beginning in March. And that's, obviously what we've seen has been a result of the COVID-19 pandemic and the stress and the anxiety that young people have felt as a result of that.
Is that something that they pick up through their parents? Because it's a really tough time to be a parent right at the moment.
Yeah, it certainly is, and I think they've picked it up through their parents. But I think we're all feeling what young people are feeling as a community and society at the moment. So it's a little bit hard to avoid, unfortunately. And the various stages that we've all gone through in terms of lockdowns and having our movement restricted and not being able to connect with our friends and with our community has had an impact on us all, but more so young people in terms of the contacts that we're seeing at Kids Helpline.
Yeah, that's a really good point. You know, a community is the connection. You know, being able to share a problem is sometimes a way of halving a problem, and you don't even realise it when you're talking to a friend. But when you lose contact with our friends, our family, you know, that auntie or uncle that you can confide in, it makes it even harder, doesn't it?
It certainly does, and we've seen that through the increase in emergency interventions that we've had to make over that same six-month period. So, you know, normally young people, and particularly vulnerable young people who are connecting with community and connecting with schools and friends, might have other avenues to reach out for help. But in some instances, because they've been isolated from those avenues, they've been at greater risk, and they're reaching out to us in increasing numbers for that really vital and emergency support. So we've seen a 39% increase in those type of contacts compared to the same period last year as well.
Tony, how does it work when a kid calls up the Kids Helpline on 1-800-551-800? What's the process?
So it's a fairly simple process. So they will contact us on the phone, or we have web chat as well, which is really increasing in popularity for young people these days. And they get a brief message that introduces them to the service, and then they'll wait usually for a fairly short period of time before they get through to a counsellor who will initially just be there to listen to what that young person has to say. And, you know, young people repeatedly tell us that more than anything, they just want someone to listen to them and not to tell them what to do, but to listen there and to be there for them as well. So our counsellors are really well trained in doing that and being able to just hear them out, hear what their concerns are, what's troubling them, and then start to explore what we can do in collaboration with that young person to help them.
That training must be incredibly good, because when somebody calls me with a problem, I'm instantly, I've got to find a solution for you. But as you say, they just want to be able to share the problem.
Yes, that's exactly the first step that our counsellors are trained in doing, is not jumping straight to that solution, but actually listening first and really getting a great understanding of the issue that young person has taken, you know, a really brave step to reach out for help. It's not an easy thing to pick up the phone or reach out to help and speak to someone you don't really know. So we acknowledge that that's a really courageous act on behalf of a young person to do that, and we want to make sure that that we provide them with that support and provide them with a great experience so that they know what to do.
Well, that phone number again for Kids Helpline, 1-800-551-800 for this Mental Health Month. There's an opportunity to have the discussion. And as Tony just said there, you know, just take the courage to make the phone call. That's the first step. Tony, as always, thank you very much for your time this morning. Really appreciate it.
A pleasure, mate, and thank you so much.